WGNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 7 with the Sue McClain News Hour. I'll have your up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by free fire radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal to riding routes, pop culture, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune into Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com.
Before we get to Kamala Harris spinning on CNN, it's about this topic. I'm reading about a school locally here that is going to open next week because the teachers got their vaccines. By the end of this week, all the teachers will have received their vaccine around here as they got moved up to the highest priority. Now you see, that doesn't need to happen, though. That's a phony stipulation for
opening
schools.
What are they saying? Definitively that the schools will open because the teachers are vaccinated?
Yeah.
Are they leaving a little hedge room?
I don't think so. Starting next Tuesday, elementary school students will be able to go back to in-person learning in their classroom. I think they
okay,
just
they will be
flatly.
Able to go back. Okay. Well, I want to see it happen. We got that email the other day from the gal who said her entire district was set to report for in-person learning, and like the day before they announced, the teachers said, no, we're not going to do that. We're not showing up. Pulled the rug out from them. And on that theme, if I might, very quickly, speaking of emails, here's Katrina. Students at the Folsom Cordova, California School District are holding a protest. What day is today? Wednesday?
Today is Wednesday.
Yeah, that's right. Had a holiday Monday. They're holding a protest tomorrow morning at Folsom High School at 8:30 in the morning. The students are walking in. They're holding a protest to demand to be put in school in Folsom, California.
Nerds.
And hey, youngsters and parents around the country, look at that. You know, take that as an example. And then this very quickly. Randy, almost 20-year listener here, wanted to let you know about our kids in school experience. Have a 6-year-old in kindergarten in Reno, Nevada. In-person schooling here has been amazing. The kids wear masks, but they're living a normal kid's life. The educational growth our child has had this year is monumental, and they mention, right, he mentions all the thing the kid's learning. It's wonderful. There have been no outbreaks at his school, and if the kid is sick, they stay home. They wash their hands. They take normal precautions like a human should. Our county is an amazing example of how schools are safe and should be in person if the parents want it. It's working great. And the districts that are closed are surrounded by districts that are open. But for some reason, the parents in the closed districts don't comprehend that, or they're buying the hokum from the unions or something. There are millions of kids in in-person school right now.
So this school that's going to open next week, or rolling start for different grades in March, now that the teachers have got their vaccinations, even though that's not a requirement, that's a made-up requirement. Listen to this for opening up the schools. This school is, as the crow flies, 8 miles from my kid's school that's been open since August. Students will be wearing masks. We'll also have face shields. Yeah, just like all the other schools that have been open all year long. Uh-huh. We had an architect come in and go over the workspace to mark out where the desks should be to keep the 6-foot social distancing.
Point of order.
You hired an architect to put desks 6 feet apart?
How about you buy a $4 tape measure? Boy, that is horse ass.
Oh.
I wish I could drop the S-bomb. This moment calls for it. That's bull ass.
They hired an architect to figure out how to put the desks 6 feet apart. Well, it's your money, so they don't care. That is really something.
That's stunning. It's just astonishing. Is there more to it?
I'm just reading the rest of it.
I mean, it gets
a little fudgy on opening up as you go up through the grades. So.
Ah, yeah. Yep. You know, I've been reading about, speaking of the non-functioning of public facilities, I've been reading about the Texas power grid problems. And, you know, conservatives, people like me, were anxious to leap to the whole the windmills are getting frozen thing. And that's true. But the piles of coal are also frozen solid. And a lot of natural gas lines are freezing, and the compressors are losing pressure and that sort of thing. So it's a once-in-a-century cataclysm.
We should break in with some breaking news. This is some pretty big breaking news.
When news breaks, the donkey brays.
This is especially big news for our industry and everything that we do. Rush Limbaugh has passed.
Oh, my goodness. El Rushbo.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah. Not a shock, but
not surprising.
A sad moment, certainly.
He had announced, what was that, a couple of weeks ago, that is clear at this point. I'm not going to beat this thing. This is what is going to kill me. You know, I never know how to handle these situations. Teachable moment. Well, you know, maybe he'd make this trade. I don't know. You can't smoke like crazy your whole life and not have it get you. It gets practically everybody who does that.
Yeah, it certainly increases the chance.
Yeah.
But, you know, we all make our choices in life. You live with yours, I'll live with mine. I'll just say that, you know, obviously everybody in talk radio has listened to Rush a little or a lot, and we saw him speak in person a number of years ago.
Good point.
But he spoke extemporaneously, without notes, for, what was it, an hour and a half, 2 hours?
Oh, it was really long.
It was something like that.
But not dull.
Oh, but it was incredibly interesting the entire time, and he was the best speaker I'd ever seen for interrupting himself mid-thought, going off on a tangent, might be a 10-minute long tangent, and he would get to the end of that, then pick up with the next word of the sentence that he left off 10 minutes ago. His brain just worked like very few people's brains work. He was a brilliant speaker, a great advocate of conservative ideas. I didn't always agree with him. I don't worship him. I don't worship any man. Maybe a particular carpenter from Nazareth. But respect for his skills is enormous.
Well, I probably haven't heard 10 hours cumulative of Rush Limbaugh in my entire life, entirely, because I've been in the radio business my entire adult life since I was 19 years old. And I've always worked either opposite him or close enough to opposite him that just wasn't an opportunity for me to listen. But I am very well of the impact he had on the world of talk radio. And he made AM talk radio. The only reason AM radio still exists, really, is Rush Limbaugh becoming such a huge deal. It was probably going to go the way the Dodo Bird prior to Rush coming on the scene.
Yeah.
He's that big. He's probably the biggest thing that has ever existed in radio.
Yeah, I mean, and if that's not true, it might as well be true. His career started, his talk radio career started in the same newsroom that ours did, actually, in Sacramento, California. We knew and worked with a lot of Rush's good friends from early in his career. Mm-hmm. And the one thing that people probably who caught on a little later in his career don't realize is that for a long time, he was hilariously funny and wildly irreverent. I mean, he was much more, in the first third of his talk radio career, he was much more Armstrong and Getty than he was Rush Limbaugh in the last third of his career, when he became just this super heavyweight influencer of the nation's politics. But, you know, whether it was his feminazi reports or what was the other bit he used to do that was so funny? Well, there was a lot of stuff. He was just super irreverent and really terrific. I'd love to go back and listen to a bunch of his early shows. I've heard a bunch of them, but it's been years since I've listened. Well, anyway,
yeah,
Rush.
And he still made references to his local stuff that, you know, people around the country knew what he meant, but you probably had never been to those towns. He referred to the
Rio Linda, of course.
Yeah, those of you in Rio Linda, which was, you know, it's one thing. And then the People's Republic of Davis, where I live, that he always referred to over the years as, you know, a liberal bastion, which it is.
That's funny. I'd forgotten it was a Rushism.
Yeah. When we saw him speak that one time, because I hadn't listened to him on the radio much, that was one of the most impressive speaking engagements I've ever seen in my life. And I realized, oh, okay, his brain works differently than mine does in terms of being able to just speak monologue like that.
Talent on loan from God.
So I saw the headline yesterday or Tuesday when we came in that Mark Stein was going to be filling in for him this week. And so I think he worked. Did he work last week? So he almost worked up to the very end.
I know he, a friend who listens every day told me he hadn't worked very much at all the last couple of weeks. Uh-huh. That's secondhand. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But I'd gotten a very strong idea that he was he's not doing terribly well.
But still, up until the last couple of weeks of his life, he did. You know,
he certainly was trying.
The talk radio thing was, you know, clearly what he cared about was his life.
Yeah, he did what he loved. Yeah.
Boy, he had quite the setup too. For years, he's just been in Florida at his giant mansion, you know, steps away from where he was going to play golf as soon as he got off the air.
Uh-huh.
And doing his thing.
The actual golden EIV microphone. Yeah. Well, a legend has passed.
There'll be a hell of a scramble in the radio business to try to figure out what a lot of those Rush Limbaugh stations are going to be going forward.
Yeah, yeah. How many stations was he on at the end? Was it 500, 600 or more? I don't even know. I don't remember.
That range sounds about right to me.
Yeah. Well, anyway.
But when Howard Stern, you know, left terrestrial radio and went to satellite, they tried to replace him with somebody that they thought would kind of be like Howard Stern, I guess. Didn't they go with David Lee Roth?
On the East Coast. They did like a regional thing where I think it was Carolla on the West Coast replaced him, and then, yeah.
And nothing against any of those people. I like Adam Carolla a lot.
Oh, yeah, he's great.
But you get a different thing, and so you're going to get a different audience. It's just, there's just no getting around that.
The idea that David Lee Roth, he's funny, he's wild, he's crazy, he does those high kicks and spandex, he'd make a great radio host, was a little insulting to those of us who've made a pretty good living at the business.
It was the most clear example of, I believe this is your thing, Joe, where the first two shows are easy. Show 75, show 584, those are the difficult ones. And he ran out of stories pretty quickly.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, Rush Limbaugh. How age on Rush?
70, I think.
Was he that old? Okay, I thought he was younger than that.
Rush, rest in peace, El Rushbo, and well done. Well done.
You know, he was also on NFL football for a short time, ESPN. I forget about that.
Oh, right. He had his run
but it was
on.
Too controversial.
Right. So if you want to see some really inappropriate hate, I think you could go to Twitter right now.
Why?
To see how
I'd rather
mean
go down to
can be.
Why don't I go down to the local water processing plant and roll around in the sewage instead?
Maybe you got
a nice swim.
If you got anything to say, Rush, we could run through some text when we come back. Our text line is 415-295-KFTC. He built the business that we make a living in, so.
Or if you'd prefer, you can email us mailbag@armstrongandgetty.com.
415-295-KFTC.
Armstrong and Getty.
You've been lied to. Lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. Hi, I'm Inc. magazine best-selling author Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my brand new book, Wealth Beyond Wall Street, because we all know another market crash could be right around the corner. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash years ago, I said enough, and since then I discovered a way to grow money potentially double digits, reduce taxes dramatically, and also have my money protected when the next stock market crash hits. When the next market crash hits, you lose nothing. Call Wealth Beyond Wall Street now to get your free copy and talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to get potential double-digit growth during good years and never lose when the next stock market crash hits, all while building a tax-advantaged retirement. Call 800-908-1616 to discover this asset that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney use to grow wealthy. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. We even cover shipping and handling, no credit card required. Call 800-908-1616. That's 800-908-1616, 1-800-908-1616.
They're coming soon. You know what I'm talking about. Those dreaded timeshare maintenance fees. You don't use it or want it, and you can't get rid of it. But don't worry. There is a solution. Timeshare Termination Team will get you out of your timeshare safely, legally, and permanently. Mark got out, and he's glad he did.
I needed to get out of my timeshare. I couldn't go where I wanted to go, when I wanted to go. The maintenance fees came in, and they were up again. We got together for a consultation. They explained everything to me, and they stayed in communication with me through the entire process. It was a great experience. I highly recommend Timeshare Termination Team. They got me out, so I know they can get you out.
Timeshare Termination Team will get you out of your timeshare contract guaranteed. Act now to get 15% off. Call 1-888-GET-YOU-OUT or visit TimeshareTerminationTeam.com today. We will get you out.
TimeshareTerminationTeam.com. We'll get you out.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. In response to COVID-19, NFI has scheduled online Zoom classroom sessions for CCW and CCW Renewal. These online courses will be followed up with live fire range training, which will complete your certification. Follow-on range training is done with the same great instructors you've come to know and love. Give us a call today at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Zip on over to Drip. Now open at 2766 Falls Ferry Road in Anderson next to Anytime Fitness. Drip features healthy and delicious drinks and shakes. Drip offers energy teas packed with antioxidants, delicious full meal replacement shakes, coffee loaded with protein, power oats, energy drinks, and so much more. Drip is open Monday through Friday from 7 to 7 and weekends 8 to 4. Stop by today. 2766 Falls Ferry Road in Anderson. Zip on over to Drip.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
It is with profound sadness I must share with you directly that our beloved Rush, my wonderful husband, passed away this morning due to complications from lung cancer. As so many of you know, losing a loved one is terribly difficult. Even more so when that loved one is larger than life. Rush will forever be the greatest of all time.
Rush Limbaugh died this morning, as you just heard his wife say, during his show, which was an interesting way to announce it. Bunch of people said Friday before last was the last time Rush was on the air, so he worked dang near clear up to the very end.
Mm-hmm. Sounded great, too. I heard part of that show.
We got a bunch of texts from people who are big Rush Limbaugh fans or people who used to listen to him way back in the day because he started where we are right now. We got this text, which I find kind of funny. If you guys want to expand your radio show, you better start talking to your managers to get off their asses and call some of those stations that Rush was on. Trust me.
Wow, good idea.
When Rush announced he was really sick and there was any hint whatsoever that he might be going off the air, the scrambling among talk shows in America and agents and companies was begun in earnest. So
yeah,
not lost on anybody.
For what it's worth, our team decided very quickly that that would be distasteful. And so we would just continue doing the best show we could. And if, something interesting happens, great. But we're not going to, call the powers that be and say, hey, Well, you can fill in the blank. You know, it's funny. It popped into my head. The first time I ever heard Rush Limbaugh's name, it was extremely early in my radio career. And it was right around when I met you, Jack. I was at some event.
Grindr. That's where we met.
Grindr.com. And I was doing an appearance. Jack and I were working for competing stations at the time, and a guy came up to me during a commercial break or whatever, and he said, hey, are you into Rush? And it's funny, Michael, I don't know if that was a coincidence that you played the Canadian band Rush coming back as bumper music, but it doesn't matter. But I said, oh, yeah, I've been into Rush forever. I mean, I started naming albums and stuff, and he got more and more confused looking, and he said, no, I mean Rush Limbaugh. And I said, who? Oh. And that was the first time I ever heard Rush's name and checked him out and thought, oh, wow.
I'm looking at the cable news. I'm just kind of interested. So MSNBC doesn't have anything about it. I got to believe Fox is going to have a headline on it. Oh, yeah, Fox is going with the breaking news headline. MSNBC, nothing. So that probably makes sense. I'll be interested to hear what the mainstream hated Rush media that he decried as the drive-by media for all these years have to say about his passing.
Yeah, well, he decried them accurately.
As they try to pretend they're not gleeful. Got a screen capture of this. This is pretty good. This is a bunch of different news stories that have happened over the last year and a half or so. I'll do them in the proper order here. This is from, and one's from the Washington Post, one's from NPR, one's from, they're from different places, but these are headlines.
But they are in chronological order.
Chronological order, which is important. Minneapolis Council moves to defund police, establish holistic public safety force. Then from the
It'll look like the suburbs.
Then from the Washington Post, Minneapolis violence surges as police officers leave departments in droves. Then the headline, Minneapolis City Council alarmed by surge in crime months after voting to defund the police. Then, with violent crime on the rise in Minneapolis, City Council asks, where are the police? Then, some Minneapolis City Council members would like a redo on defunding the police report. Finally, from yesterday, Minneapolis to spend $6.4 million to recruit more police officers.
If only somebody had predicted what would happen.
If only everybody had known that's exactly what would have happened. But, you ran the experiment, so other liberal areas don't have to try it, I guess.
Riding a unicorn, it's disorienting, apparently, and you start to believe fantasy-filled policies will work. They don't.
What a hilarious trajectory.
Armstrong and Getty.
When the temperature drops, the chances of something in your car breaking goes way up.
Yep. Winter is tough on cars, but thanks to CarShield, you can have maximum safety on the road for low month-to-month costs to protect you from expensive car repairs when they pop up. In fact, plans from CarShield can save you thousands for covered repairs.
Oh, yeah. Thousands on transmissions, engines, computer systems, all kinds of stuff with CarShield.
And whether your car has 5,000 miles or 150,000 miles, CarShield has a protection plan for you. Payments are flexible, plans are customizable, and no contracts. You can get out when you want.
You also get 24/7 nationwide roadside assistance and rental car coverage at no additional cost.
You know, maybe your car or truck's about to go out from under the warranty. Now's when you get in touch. Go to carshield.com. Use the code Armstrong. That's carshield.com. Use the code Armstrong. Get 10% off. A deductible may apply, but it's easy, and you're going to love CarShield. Go to carshield.com and be sure to use the code Armstrong.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your sleep number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movement and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Don't miss our President's Day weekend special. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed. Plus, special financing and free premium delivery when you add a base. Ends Monday. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR1460.com.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Aloha, this is Kevin, Operations Manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutoBody.com.
Anyone can be tested for COVID-19, and same-day appointments are often available. Average turnaround time is between 2 and 3 days. Testing is critical to help contain the spread of COVID-19. It is vital to know if a person has the virus so they can remain isolated until they are no longer contagious. This helps keep case numbers low. We need our case rate and positivity rates to drop so we can move into a less restrictive tier. And testing is a way we can all help with that. You can make an appointment at lhi.care/COVID testing.
Limbaugh has passed away, which is a giant deal for talk radio and the Republican Party, I think.
It's heartbreaking for his millions of listeners, too.
Sure.
I think they considered him a friend older brother in a lot of ways. Yeah.
And someplace they could go to every day to get an idea of what's going on in the world or what the proper take is on things and that sort of thing. So, we'll see how that turns out. How much power do you think he had in the Republican Party?
Enormous.
And I think so, too.
You know, if you really, really wanted to get into it, the evolution of his feelings about Trump was pretty interesting.
I think if he was against you, you're going to have a pretty rough go of it on a national stage.
Oh, I think you'd be doomed. Or close to doomed. Yeah, yeah, so true. There hasn't been a voice like that really on either side of the aisle since Cronkite, I don't think.
And probably never will be again, just because of the way things work in modern media.
Right, right. So really interesting watching the tap dance in the Biden administration over opening the schools. Or not opening the schools. It's easy to understand. It is morally, scientifically, and ethically indefensible to keep the schools closed.
Here's something I heard yesterday. I thought it was really good.
Okay.
I'll give credit since Jonah Goldberg came up with it because I thought it was pretty clever. The teachers' unions have the power over the Democrat Party that Democrats think the NRA has over the Republican Party.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well said. Well said. So since it is utterly indefensible to keep the schools open, there are millions of kids going to school full-time in person right now, and everybody's great. The whole, we're not going to open till it's safe. Safe for the time. No, it's a cash grab. It's extortion. It's utterly immoral. But President Biden on Tuesday said his White House press secretary, Jen Psaki, was wrong when she said his school reopening plan would only see half of the children back in the classroom for as little as 1 day a week. You remember when she said that?
Mm-hmm.
We made a big deal of it. Liberal media practically ignored it. Wait a minute. Opening schools in the first 100 days means half of schools 1 day a week? That there are millions of kids already in class. What are you talking about?
No, that was a miscommunication, you see.
Exactly. Yeah, at the town hall last night, he said, that's not true. There was a mistake in the communication.
That's a hell of a mistake. That's a hell of a mistake. Or we ran it out there and thought it would work and got so much blowback I have to change direction. But
yeah, yeah. Now he's saying, my guess is they're probably going to be probably pushing to open all summer to continue like it's a different semester. So he is pitching some sort of, summer semester. Everybody's in school, which is better than what Ms. Psaki was saying. Meanwhile, over on the Kamala Harris front, you have her spokesperson trying to defend her fairly indefensible take on the schools opening. Go ahead and roll that clip, Sean.
Prioritize is one thing, and I think there's wide agreement they should be prioritized.
Oh, this is kind of picking up mid-conversation about teacher vaccinations being a prerequisite for schools reopening.
And this is shockingly on CNN, correct?
Yes.
Wow. Prioritize is one thing, and I think there's wide agreement they should be prioritized, and why not? Is it necessary, though? That's the question. It really is a yes-no question.
Well, John, I think the real question, frankly, if I can be frank here, is what you're getting to is it safe for kids to go back to school? And the president and Biden...
Actually, not. In this case, that's not the question. The question is it safe for teachers to go back to school? And that's a very specific question in this case. And again, I'm not sure... I don't understand why it's a hard question to answer. It may be that you want every teacher to be vaccinated. It may be the answer is, yeah, teachers should, if they can, be vaccinated before they return to school, but it's not necessary.
Well, John, I think... the president has been clear, the vice president has been clear, and I think I was really clear just now that it is the administration's position, the president and vice president believe, that teachers should be prioritized for vaccinations. And in 22 states, at least, and the District of Columbia, that's exactly what is happening. You know, look.
I'll try one last time. Does the president feel that teachers have to be vaccinated in order for schools to open safely? Yes or no?
The president believes that teachers should be prioritized for vaccination. His wife, Dr. Biden, the first lady, is a teacher. He knows the importance of teachers being in the classroom. The president and vice president also know, John, that teaching for many people is not just what they do. It is who they are. It is a calling. And teachers want to be in the classroom. Parents want students in the classroom.
They'd be in the
and
classroom.
Want to do so safely and operating according to the science.
All right. I'm not going to get a yes or no on that.
Safely, like the millions of kids, the thousands and thousands of schools that are currently open full time. That safely, that's a pretty good standard of safety.
Well, I would say for the Biden side and the teachers union side, you're winning. So as laughable as it is, as obvious as it is to me what's going on here, you seem to be winning. You got your more money. Oh, I haven't done this since the beginning of the show. This depressed me last night. When this news came out, here's one example.
And now you're going to depress everybody else?
Here's my example of how they're winning. So the CBO, that's the Congressional Budget Office. They're nonpartisan. They just crunch the numbers and let us know what's going on when they dig into various paperwork. So already $60-some million dollars has gone to school to reopen during the coronavirus. They've only spent like $4 billion of it. So they don't even need more money to start with because they barely even touched it. But doesn't matter. People don't pay attention. They don't know that. So the Biden administration is able to get another $128 billion for the schools. $128 billion. Here's the kicker from the CBO, though. Only six of it is for this year. The other $122 billion is spread out over the next 7 years. That's in addition to the insane amount of money that we already spend on schooling. I mean, we already spend an unbelievable, way more than when you were a kid. And get less for it because of all the waste. But so, in addition, another $100+ million that's just going to be spread out over the next 7 years, spent on whatever. It'll just go into
just
a big pile of money.
Slush fund for quote-unquote education.
Has zero to do with COVID. Nothing to do with COVID. I mean, that's just disgraceful. And the fact that your kid's not in school today has nothing to do with that $100 billion that's going to be spent 7 years from now.
Yeah.
So how do you like that with your taxpayer money? So
Gary in L.A.
I think they're winning.
Gary in L.A. wrote us this note. He attaches the headline from The Hill that the L.A. school district has cut 133 police officers and has banned the use of pepper spray on students. And Gary writes, teachers in L.A. know they can be protected against COVID, and they know that COVID as an excuse for not going back is politically acceptable, whereas fear of students doesn't play well. Per the attached article, less police presence, less ability of the remaining officers to enforce discipline in L.A. schools. Not to mention, Gary doesn't mention this, the new policy that says you cannot kick kids out of class for being openly defiant. Maybe the L.A. teachers are just terrified of getting back in the classroom. Like he points out, they're using COVID as an excuse. It's possible.
So are you saying you don't think the teachers' unions are winning this battle?
I think
the amount
so
of money
far,
they're getting it boggles the mind.
You know, maybe I'm just naive because you're probably right. Sentiment is definitely moving in the direction of open the schools now. And if this story, if everything was the same, but this story had happened 10 years ago when the average age of American journalists was 38 and not 26, and the average journalist did have a child or two, as opposed to now, living with a roommate in a studio apartment in Manhattan or whatever, the story would be reported completely differently. You have a bunch of liberal, childless, young people reporting on this story, and they have no idea what they're talking about. So, yeah, so far I think the unions have gotten away with their skullduggery. But that it's trending in the other direction. The wind has absolutely shifted. You had Jen Psaki throwing that crap up against the chalkboard to see if it would stick. And the president himself said, no, that was a miscommunication.
As we've heard from several private schools, they've opened with a fraction of the budget of the local public school. Yet the public schools are getting tons more money. And, boy, I'm really going to, it's really going to grind my gears like 3 years from now when somebody's making the, but we need more money for schools, man, argument.
Well, I guarantee you're going to be looking at some sort of bond measure being pushed in your municipality right. because the schools need more money.
Yeah, whatever. Our text line is 415-295-KFTC. One of the headlines, certainly if you're a talk radio listener, is Rush Limbaugh has passed at the age of 70 after his lung cancer battle. So that is going to shake up the world of media somewhat. He's a heavyweight among heavyweights.
Sure, shake up the world of politics right when, honestly, the Republican Party needs
A referee.
Some figure who's more or less agreed upon as, you know, we might disagree on that, but we all agree on the stuff Rush says. So, you know, who knows? That could play a role historically. I guess we'll find out.
Absolutely could. More on the way.
Armstrong and Getty.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. You passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal services and technology provider that's been helping firms maximize billable hours for over a decade. And until March 1st, get up to $1,500 off onboarding. Visit lexiconservices.com/go to schedule a demo. Contract must be signed by 11:59 p.m. Central on March 1st, 2021. Up to $1,500 off implementation included. Extra charges may apply. Offer valid toward Lexicon's emerging tier only. Not valid on existing contracts. Other restrictions may apply.
President Biden says he will defeat the NRA, and now the NRA is fighting back. All this week, Newsmax TV's Stinchfield tells the real story about Biden and the NRA. Watch Stinchfield at 8 p.m. Eastern on Newsmax TV. It's on all major cable systems. Check your guide or call them. Tell them you want Newsmax. And download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone or smart TV and watch us now. 30 million Americans watch Newsmax. You should, too.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-345-2789. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-345-2789. That's 800-345-2789. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-345-2789.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. This month's review is Kintsugi by Alec and Bradley. Kintsugi is a pleasurable, medium-bodied experience. Notes of cinnamon, earth, and wood are prominent throughout, with very subtle hints of amaretto and almonds. Come down to the shop for your Kintsugi today, 2143 Hilltop Drive, or visit us on Instagram at Tobacco and Brew.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
It's never too late to achieve your dream, to turn a skill into a career. At Shasta College, we have late start classes right now and online classes where the commute from the couch to the class has never been easier. We're also offering 8-week compressed classes, same units, half the time.
Now is the right time to upskill or reskill for high-demand jobs employers are hiring for. Find out more. Visit ShastaCollege.edu today.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time. You get me every time.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
The thing is, I was born crazy. Born bad. And a little bit mad.
So, where's that going to be on? It's a live-action Cruella de Vil backstory from 101 Dalmatians.
I couldn't tell. There was so many timpani in it. Boom. 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 I can't figure out what's going on.
Yeah, this will be on the Disney Plus, and she seems to be getting the Joker treatment.
like a grittier version of Cruella de Vil?
Yeah.
She was driven mad by the cruelty of somebody or other and was actually the victim and something.
Very, I mean, even down to like the sloppy way in some of the scenes where her makeup's on, right? They seem to be really kind of steering into
it. All right.
Yeah. Just another in the latest genre of, hey, the things you enjoyed as a child, those characters actually have PTSD and we're going to show it to you now.
Yeah.
I'm going to mention this because Rush Limbaugh himself would have enjoyed this. Rush Limbaugh died this morning, actually. His wife announced it on his show. But Rush would get a kick out of this because he talked about this sort of thing. New York Times, their obituary piece that they've got on Rush Limbaugh, which they probably had written for the past several months, right? They've got a picture of him as a big, giant, fat guy from 25 years ago. Rush hasn't been fat for like 20 years at least. Yeah. But they've got a great, big, giant, fat guy picture that they're using as the picture for Rush Limbaugh, which is pretty funny. That's the sort of thing that you do that is kind of a sneaky bias you do in news.
Right. It's just it's a snotty bias.
Right.
I'm flipping through the Wall Street Journal obituary. It's critical in a lot of ways. In fact, very early on, it takes shots at him for some of the things he said about the storming of the Capitol.
I didn't hear any of that. What did he say about the storming of the Capitol?
Well, on his show the next day, this is unfair. Mr. Limbaugh characterized the rioters as overwhelmingly, quote, well-behaved and respectful. Well, now I would have to hear the show. Is he talking about the rioters or the demonstrators? Because the demonstrators were overwhelmingly well-behaved and respectful. In fact, we talked to people who were there on the scene. There were huge crowds screaming at the people, don't break the windows, don't break the windows. Falsely suggesting that Antifa and Democrat-sponsored instigators were responsible for the violence. That was some of the early reporting. We corrected it. I don't know whether he did. That seems odd, that early in the article, the Wall Street Journal. Oh, well. That's fine. His legacy is what it is. Some paragraph in the Wall Street Journal is not going to change that. And again, around here, we're not worshipful. We're just respectful. He was great at what he did for a living and changed the industry forever.
Different topic. We just got this text. I just moved from the San Francisco area to Austin, Texas. You and a whole lot of other people. I'll bet it's weird when you get to Texas from California and you run into people all the time that are from where you're from. Anyway, I just moved to Austin, Texas. We've been without heat for 3 days. God, what's the temperature now, there now? I know it was 10 the other day. No heat for 3 days. Your show is literally the only thing I have to look forward to when I wake up. I was
Holy
talking about a friend of our family, our former farrier, who's also a falconer, the only farrier falconer I know, who used to shoe our horse. He moved to Texas with his wife, and they got two little kids, and they've had no heat for several days. 10 degrees, no heat, and no place to go because the hotels don't have heat. Nothing has heat. Nobody has heat for 100 miles.
Man, that's caveman living.
It really is.
Bundling yourself up in furs, huddling together for warmth, grabbing hold of your dog. Over here, I'm cold. Boy, that's rough. And folks with babies, I'm sure they're mostly finding a way to deal with it, but that's awful. You know, we got this note from Texnonymous. My family and I moved to North Texas a few years ago after more than 30 years in Southern California. I find it rather humorous how many in the Golden State are mocking the words of Ted Cruz, who once stated that California couldn't even keep the power going, with the punchline being that there are outages all over Texas right now. Of course, in Texas, the outages were caused by record low temperatures, a lot of snow and ice, and a once-in-a-century winter storm. In California, they're caused by a forecast of light winds. Nice try, Californian, says California, says the former California.
Yeah, I made that point earlier. People are talking about green energy in Texas and all that sort of thing. I don't think a once-in-a-100-year storm causing you to lose power is the same complaint as it happens all the time, every time it's windy in California.
Right, absolutely. And, you know, Greg Abbott, the governor of Texas, is under some pressure because this is a disaster. Many people have died. I mean, I can't remember what the current death toll is, something like 16 across the region. Millions of people, 3.3 was the last number I heard, in Texas are without power, which is huge. And so he's saying, we will investigate, we will nail this down, the rest of it. And there's some problems with the power grid, obviously, in the way it was prepped. But in reading more than I'd intended to about this, it just seems like a once-in-a-century cataclysm happened. And you wouldn't have infrastructure ready for that.
No, no.
It would be too expensive.
Well, and it'd be a bad idea.
Probably so. Yeah, it's as if, I don't know, I fortified my windows against elephant attacks.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not going to happen.
Admit me, chorus to this history. Who, prologue-like, your humble patience pray, gently to hear, kindly to judge, the final thoughts of Armstrong and Getty.
Here you go. Right. Here's your host, Joe Getty.
With all due respect, King Lear, instead of elephant attacks, it's like I had my windows fortified against Antifa coming to my house and wanting to attack me. It's conceivable, but it's extremely unlikely.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's get a final thought from everybody on the crew. He's our technical director, pressing the buttons, Michelangelo. Michael.
Yeah, thank you, Rush Limbaugh, for pioneering talk radio. If the AM ban had died, I probably wouldn't be running this show, and who knows what I'd be doing.
Hello, we are delighted to be on a number of FM stations as well, and should be on even more. Thank you. Positive Sean, our producer, has a final thought. Shawnee?
The pettiness of sports fans remains one of my favorite emotions on the planet. And this Sabres fan, as hockey season is underway, the Sabres are in dead last place, responded to one of their social media posts with, I bought a cardboard cutout to honor my aunt who passed away and is at your stadium watching the games. Can I come pick it up so she doesn't have to watch this anymore? That's great. I love that.
Jack is the co-host. He has a final thought.
Rush Limbaugh started in the same town as us, Sacramento. We just got this text. Grew up in Sac and worked in the restaurant Bon Appetit in Fair Oaks. And Rush would come in semi-regularly. He was always very nice and engaging with the staff. I remember standing at the table as a busboy and just joking with him about something. He did this with everyone who worked there in the kitchen, the floor, the bar staff. A really nice guy in person. There you go.
That's nice. You know, I'm going to use my final thought to tease our One More Thing podcast we're about to record. We're going to talk to an old friend of ours, a great radio guy and TV guy, Tom Sullivan, who is a good friend of Rush's in their younger days. In fact, I believe Rush was Tom's best man at his wedding. So that's our One More Thing podcast for today. We'll have it posted in an hour or two, and hope you can check it out.
Armstrong and Getty wrapping up another grueling four-hour workday.
You can email us, mailbag at armstrongandgetty.com. See you around.
God bless America.
my point in everything today that I share with you about this is to say thanks and to tell everybody involved how much I love you from the bottom of a sizable and growing and still beating heart. I wasn't expected to be alive today. You have an expiration date. A lot of people never get told that, and so they don't face life this way. I've learned what love really is during this.
Armstrong and Getty.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.